About mezuzah. The reason why mezuzah is appropriate to learn today, even though we don't need an excuse to learn mezuzah, but Chazal say that a person should check his mezuzahs in Shulchan Aruch in Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul is the season of checking your mezuzahs in preparation for the new year. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's now the season, and in addition, as Mr. Marulis mentioned yesterday, pointed out that in this week's parsha, Mir Yishe Shabona Bayis, if a man putting up a mezuzah is so important, if a person built a house and did not put up a mezuzah, that's an exemption for war. So let's discuss some interesting off the topic things about mezuzah. There's a very start with this idea. There's a gra. This is a very famous gra, which is very controversial. And I think it's so interesting that this thing is very much very, very relevant for today's day and age in what people said about this gra. There's a sefer called Ma'aseh Rav. Ma'aseh Rav is basically Ma'aseh Rav is on the gra.
But who wrote it?
Chaim V'Lozhin wrote it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What he did.
It's a record. It's a CIA... FBI investigation of all of the Minhage Hagra. And it says there in the Ma'aseh Rav that the Gra held that when you put a mezuzah on your home, you should not wrap the mezuzah in paper or anything because it is a hefsek. Wrapping the mezuzah in in paper or parchment is a no-no. You're not allowed to do that. Just attach the mezuzah to your door in the most minimal fashion possible, which I guess that means you put it into a tube, that has to be, everyone has to agree, and you nail the tube into our mezuzah cases.
Why jump into a tube?
Let's find anything, like our mezuzah case, right? Yeah, maybe even tube is no good. Even like, let's say our mezuzah, what do we do? You buy a mezuzah case. Usually it's the mezuzah case that we purchase, most of them are completely sealed in 360 degrees. But before you put the mezuzah into the case, you first wrap it in plastic. Or in, what's it called? What is it called?
They wrap it in like cellophane.
Cellophane, right. We first, no one puts today a mezuzah into the case until you wrap it in cellophane.
It doesn't stick. The elements will get to it very quickly if it's not...
If you don't wrap it. Not necessarily. You'd be surprised how tolerant the inks today that they use on the mezuzahs and the tefillin are very, very... They're chemically enhanced.
And the cloth?
The what?
The cloth.
The cloth, yeah. The
elements?
Yeah. The way the... way
the humidity, like not the place where it has...
You'd be surprised how... Obviously, everything has a breaking point. But today the inks, especially for tefillin, they make them on purpose extremely, extremely strong, so that in case durable, that in case it gets, you leave your tefillin in a car, chas v'shalom, you should get it checked immediately. If your tefillin are left in a car,
what he now says.
What?
Take your
tefillin
and
tefillin. So that's really what it says. No, worry about the children. I wouldn't go. It's not. But in any event, today there's no person there. I can't imagine when you purchase new mezuzahs, they are done for you. They are wrapped in what is called cellophane. It's wrapped in something. Okay, wrapped in cellophane, and then saran wrap. They are even better things than saran. Some homes they put in another type of paper which protects it even more, especially from the heat. Whatever it is, but whatever, there are different types of things.
It was written by Yishtacha Ber, one of the Dayanim of Vilna.
The Dayanim of Vilna was a record of what he did.
A Talmud of
the Gra. So this is what he said. That this thing what the Gra said has become extremely controversial, because let's review. Today, every person who has a mezuzah, first the mezuzah is wrapped in saran wrap, or something of that nature. And then it's taken and it's deposited into a case. There are different types of cases. Some of the better cases are completely surrounded 360 degrees, they're
some
waterproof.
Cases are
not.
In the back.
Ah, so it's very, it's almost, you know, you should know something, it's very, those are the old fashioned cases from 100 years ago are open in the back. All the, even the cheapest case today, they basically have you open it up and you have a very fine or thin piece of plastic or material which you seal it in the back, the case itself, and then you put it on the wall. So usually, a standard mezuzah today is basically doubly wrapped. First, the mezuzah itself is wrapped in saran wrap, and then it's put into a, what we call a case, which is usually, more or less, is 360 degrees. The better ones are completely sealed, and the ones that are cheaper, the plastic ones, you know, you have a piece of plastic on the back that you close up against the main part of the case. So you walk, you click it in, it clicks in, and it's not waterproof, but it's sealed.
Totally sealed.
Today almost everyone is using the totally sealed. The very cheap mezuzah case that are plastic. You know, if you don't want to spend any money on the mezuzah case, so the cheapest ones that are plastic, it's a plastic, hard plastic, and on the back there is a thin little strip of plastic which is meant to seal the back. And you take this whole thing and you put it up on the wall. So when you're putting the mezuzah on your doorpost, the mezuzah itself pretty much has been doubly sealed. It's been sealed in the saran wrap. And number two, it's been sealed, it's been enclosed in the case to some degree. It would appear that the grow holds that's not the correct way to put up a mezuzah. Number one, no saran wrap at all. Nothing. Get rid of that. Out. No saran wrap. Number two, it would appear even the mezuzah should have an open back. An open back, like the old-fashioned mezuzahs, where you have a case and you put the mezuzah in the case, into the case, and it's open, and then you nail the case to the wall. So the mezuzah basically is actually touching, in contact with the wall itself. The Gra appears to say there should not be any chatzitza whatsoever between the actual mezuzah and the doorpost. Like going to a mikvah. No chatzitza.
What about tefillin?
Oh, wait, we're not dealing with tefillin, we're dealing with mezuzah. Mezuzah. The way you put, no tefillin today, just mezuzah. You have a mezuzah, you put on the doorpost. The Gra, Maisarav, they write in Maisarav, the Gra was makbid. When they put a mezuzah on his door, the mezuzah should not be wrapped in any equivalent of what we use today as saran wrap. In the time of the Gra, they didn't use saran wrap, obviously, but they did, the typical person would wrap his mezuzah in paper or some type of additional
wax
parchment. Whatever they had, wax or whatever they had in those days, whatever they had. They didn't just put the mezuzah on the wall, they protected it. They took the mezuzah and they wrapped it. Whatever they wrapped it, maybe with the New York Times. Whatever they wrapped it with.
They didn't necessarily, they could have made a hole in the door.
No, before they put it into the door, before they etched into the door. That's the ideal thing to do. The ideal thing when you make a mezuzah is not do what we do, is to actually etch, to put it inside the doorpost. That is the ideal thing to do, to actually dig into the door. They put it in inside.
They didn't change that,
right?
Because they didn't redo the doorpost. You could see there was a hole in the wall on an angle.
Was it stone or wood?
Stone. Oh, yeah, they built it, whatever it is, they etched it out.
Okay, so this, that would be the best thing according to the Gra. That's what the Gra, let me just have my notes here. I wrote this all up.
What's the reason for that?
Oh, so it appears chatzitza. It appears the Gra held this, the reason why he did this was there should not be any chatzitza whatsoever between the actual parchment of the mezuzah and the door. What we do today, we usually have a triple chatzitza. What do I mean by a triple chatzitza? First of all, the mezuzah is wrapped in saran wrap. That's chatzitza number one. Number two, it's in a case, which is 360 degrees around the mezuzah. That's number two. Number three, there's usually, it doesn't fit tightly into, you don't want it to fit tightly into the case. There's air. usually the way you make the mezuzah case is that the mezuzah case is significantly larger than the mezuzah. So when you put the mezuzah in the case, before you put it up on the wall, if you shake it, you can hear it shaking inside.
And you wrap the saran wrap.
I told you wrap the saran wrap. That's one. So the saran wrap, no. The saran wrap is one mechitza. The case is a second mechitza. And it's not snug. No one today wants to put a mezuzah into the case snug because you can't get it out.
Right.
You ever go to the cipher? They have pliers to pull out the ones that have not been wrapped, not been rolled tight enough. To pull them out, they're stuck in the mezuzah case. Many mezuzahs today, they're wrapped very tightly, and you put into the case, and it's not snug. So there is a hefsek of ear.
Ear is a hefsek.
Yeah, according to the Gra, would appear.
Can I see that writing?
Okay, I have it. I have it. When the shiur is over, come up. I'll show you. I'll show you right here.
Maybe he's saying al mezuzah. They said it just like by what do you call it?
Yeah. Now the problem, this gra is what it says in Ma'aseh Rav. The problem is as follows. The problem is how could the gra? This is a very controversial thing that I just told you. The problem is it says beferush in the Rambam, not like this. Okay, the Rambam, this is the one volume, two volumes on the mezuzah. The Rambam says beferish not like this. The Rambam, I'm going to read the words of the Rambam. The Rambam was way before the Gra. The Rambam was how many? 600 years before the 500 before the Gra? What are you talking about? The Rambam. Okay, so what and how in the world could my let me read. I'll read you everything. Kasa b'sev my seraf. Lo, this is a quotation. Lo yichroich ha-mezuzah b'klaf u'chidoymeh. Do not wrap the mezuzah in parchment or anything of the like. Saran wrap. Shelo yehei hefsek. There should be no separation. Hefsek dovar. Any separation ben ha-mezuzah le-mezuzah sabayis. Between the mezuzah, the parchment, and the post of the bias. That's all it says in the Gra. The briskers who take this Gra very, very seriously, three things I just told you, and it says it in Beferish. Number one, the Gra said there should be absolutely no hefsek between the mezuzah and the doorpost, which means no saran wrap. Do not have a mezuzah that is surrounded on all three sides, all 360 degrees, because that's going to be a hefsek between the parchment and the post. And even when you just take just the case that's sliced, make sure it's nice and snug inside the case. So when you put it on the wall, it actually presses against the wall of the door, and there is no ear between the actual mezuzah and the doorpost. That's a pretty big chumrah, which none of us ever heard of before. Especially as Mr. Marula says, what's going to be when it rains? What's going to be when it gets hot? You're not giving the mezuzah when they paint. You'll destroy it when they'll paint. If some of the paint will go on the soil, go right into the mezuzah.
It does.
What is, by doing this, you're not protected. The mezuzah is not all protected. But it appears from the Gra. The Gra holds, when the Torah says to you, Chsavtam al mezuzos beisechu v'sherecha, there cannot be any hefsek between the parchment, and you write through the mezuzah, you roll it up, but the parchment itself must actually touch the wall, the post. No hefsek. No saran wrap, no case that's 360 degrees, and when you put it onto the wall, you have to put it on the wall in such a way where the mezuzah itself is making physical contact. We don't want it to be suspended with air. I'll give you a mashal. A lot of the nice mezuzah, I'm just thinking of Chaim Berlin. I remember this goes back 100 years ago when they opened the new building, and they bought these beautiful mezuzahs. I know the person who wrote the mezuzahs. His name was Rav Sonnenschein. He lives now in Lakewood. He's a master seifer. He's a Chaim Berliner. And as a donation to the yeshiva, he wrote all of the yeshiva does not need mezuzahs. They don't need mezuzahs. The yeshiva does not need mezuzahs. But the minig is obviously here. The shul has a mezuzah, okay? The minig is that you don't make a bracha, you put a mezuzah in the shul and the yeshiva. But the minig is, so he went, when they opened up the new building many years ago, he wrote for the yeshiva all of the mezuzahs, which is an enormous amount of time and money and effort to do so, but that's what he did. And I remember they bought these, they're still there, these beautiful mezuzah cases. They're glass tubes. Okay, they're glass tubes. And the glass tubes are held up by these gold knuckles. These gold knuckles. You've all seen this.
Yeah.
And they are screwed into the wall. So those mezuzah cases are even worse than everything that we've discussed until now. Because not only... And it's a clear glass tube, so you can see the Shem Hashem. You can, it's clear, it's glass. So you can see the saran wrap, and you can see the shin on the outside. And you can see that the mezuzah is not snug. It's not snug in the glass tube. But not only that, the glass tube itself is not touching the doorpost. The glass tube itself is moved away from the doorpost by a half a centimeter. Because it's connected by these knuckles, these gold knuckles, which keep it in place, and they're screwed into the door. So there are four violations. Anyone that tells you the Chaim Lin, they follow the Gra, you go look at all the mezuzahs in the yeshiva. All the mezuzahs of the yeshiva could not be worse, cannot be connected the Gra than the mezuzah. Anyone tells you Chaim Lin, they follow Minagra. Yeah, Minagra, what are you talking about? They follow almost none of the Minagra. The minig, the mezuzos have four violations according to the Gra. There's saran wrap. Number two, it is in a case that is 360 degrees. Number three, even in the case itself, the mezuzah is not snug with the case itself. It's loose in the case. And number four, the two is not even touching the wall. The two is touching is connected to some type of ring. Elaborate ornate ring, and those rings are nailed into the wall, screwed into the wall. So you have four things going against you. The Gra says, Lo yichroi chamezuzah b'klav uchadoyme, shelo yehe hefseg dover. Nothing, which over here, some of the real machnirim, when it says hefseg dover, means even air, should be mafsik lemezuzah sabayis. When you go into the mikvah, because you know, I was close enough to the mikveh. There was only air being mafsik between my body and the water. So I was yoytze, right? The person needs to go to the mikveh. You gotta go into the mikveh. Don't go tell me, if you go into the mikveh and there's something on your body, it's a chatzitza. So I there was nothing on my body, but I was hovering over, I just put my head over the water. So it's just air. Air is mafsik. No. That's not the way it works. You have to go in the water. Loy hafsik davar. This is what it says in the Gra. Problem. How in the world can the Gra go against the Rambam? The Gra is the Vilna Goyin, and no one would sit there from the Gra. The Rambam says... Shari mat shaloi matzinu mefudush la harambam hilchas mizu perikei halacha vav shekosav achar shegoyle lo, after you roll up the mezuzah manicha, you put it bishif v'yferesh shel kone, deposit your mezuzah in a tube, okay, a tube shel kone of reeds oy shel eitz oy shel kol davar umechaber oyso el mezuzas hapesach b'mismor with nails. Ad kan l'shoyin, v'chein k'chazim shulchan aruch, bo l'kava, yanichena bishif v'yferesh shel kana, oy shel kol davar, v'yigbe'ena b'mimkoyma. In other words, the Rambam says b'feirish that the mezuzah does not need to touch the doorpost. The Rambam says the mezuzah can be put into a tube. A tube is surrounded on 360 degrees. The mezuzah is not, according to the Rambam Lechatchila, you put the mezuzah in a tube, and the tube is attached to the wall, and you yoytze the mitzvah Lechatchila, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. How then could the Gra be mechadesh, go against the Rambam, and no one argues on the Rambam?
I'd like to suggest to the principle that they're in agreement, which is how they want to define hefsek. If you're attached somehow to the mezuzah, that satisfies it. The Gra is saying, no,
okay, someone over here says what you say.
It's say what they say. Yeah.
But it's a little bit difficult because why? You say why, they say what you are. You're chashuf, you're a Talmud Chacham, you learn in Kailel, well why? Who's to say?
No,
If it was the mayor, then I would. I would have a different
decision. Like, you know, like,
yeah.
You're putting it in a bayit.
Yeah.
So the tefillin is not buckled because you put it in a
bayit. That's halacha l'moshe Sinai. The tefillin have to be doubly wrapped.
You put it into a kana. The kana is either buckled to the mashkei or it's buckled to the mezuzah.
Okay, so but here's the problem. Now, again, this is not a route. This is not a pasuk in the Torah, but it says
al mezuzas, just like the chotzon alome al raglo, that it has to touch, you know,
touch mamish, no hefsek.
They scrub off any dirt from his foot before.
It says in Ma'aserav shelo yehe hefsek dovar.
Right. So the problem is the machlekes between the Gro and the Rambam is that a hefsek. The Rambam says. No, it's not a hefsek.
The Gro is not a person, like on the Rambam.
No, the Gro said the Rambam would agree with me that glass, let's say, is a
hefsek. The Rambam is not on trial here.
No, he's not on trial.
The Rambam is not on trial. The Gro cannot come along and go and argue on the Rambam. The Rambam makes it very clear there's no issue putting the mezuzah in a tube. A tube.
A tube shall come.
Oy shall kol davar. The Rambam says shall kane. Oy shall eat. Oy shall kol davar. The Rambam says oy shall kol davar. The words are manicha bishif oyferes shall kane. Oy shall eat. Oy shall kol davar. Anything, a tube of any material whatsoever surrounds the mezuzah 360 degrees, and you take that tube and you nail that tube to the door. The Gro says, "Shelo yehe hefsek dovar bein hamezuzah lemezuzah sabayis." The parchment has to touch the doorpost.
So everybody agrees that you cannot make a freestanding mezuzah case and just put it next to your door. The Gro saying that doesn't work.
Correct.
Agree on this. It's just now, what does al hamezuzos mean? Does it mean that it has to be directly touching? Or can it be...
So the Rambam says it does not mean. The Rambam says it has to be permanently attached, but the parchment of the mezuzah need not make contact with the door.
So
you can wrap it. But the Gro can't argue on the Rambam. The Gro is telling you the ideal. If you take the Gro literally the most literal fashion, which people do, the Bariskas, they mamish do this. They do this, is the mezuzah should not be wrapped in saran wrap. The mezuzah should not be put in a case that's 360 degrees. If you buy a mezuzah case that has just a cavity that you put, and do not put the back part, do not put the slab that seals the back part of the mezuzah. Like some of the old-fashioned mezuzahs, they were these teeny little, they were not even kosher at the time, but the cases, you had this object, and there was a cavity in the object, and you put the mezuzah in, and that was it. And then you attach it to the wall. And it would work out many times that when you would do that, it would actually be the mezuzah, the parchment, would actually be touching the doorpost. That's exactly what it would have, if you take the words of the Gro literally, that's what the Gro wants. No saran wrap, no tubes, you put it into some type of object that has a cavity, very tightly fit so that the parchment actually protrudes a little bit from the back of this thing, and you put it to the wall and you nail it in, you force it in so that the parchment should be making physical contact with the doorpost. That's clearly what he says in the Ma'aser Rav. Lo yichroich ha-mezuzah b'klaf uchedoymeh. Do not wrap the mezuzah in klaf or doymeh. Shelo yehe hefsek dovar. Zero. Which some interpret to mean in this thing, not even airspace. Ben ha-mezuzah le-mezuzah sabayis. Your typical mezuzahs today have at least three strikes against it. Saran wrap, it's in a tube that's 360 degrees, and even that, it's loosely fit, so there's some air between the mezuzah sometimes and the actual tube. And certainly when you have that tube, like I told you in Chaim Lund, where the tube itself has been pulled away from the door by some type of rings on the top. Four violations. Oh, Chaim Lund, we follow the Gro. Really, you follow the Gro. You violated the Gro more than anyone else violated the Gro with the type of mezuzah cases that you've selected. Yeah.
He doesn't hold lovewood?
No, there's no lovewood here. This is a din mezuzah. Now, this to me is shocking. That if you think this is shocking, the thing that I'm going to tell you now is even more shocking. Ma'aser Rav is a very well-established sefer, right? Ma'aser Rav is like the Bible almost by some people. The Gra, you know the Gra? It's Kodesh, it is, really is. The Gra. So the Chazoinish says this thing doesn't make any sense, and therefore I don't believe it's true. He ever said it. You know, that's like a 21st century type. Today they go and they have these things of Chaim Kanievsky said to do A, B, C, D. What? He said? How could he possibly say that? If you hear people say, even, I don't believe he said it. I don't believe. But there's something going on. There's something, they're doing something and they're telling him false information. I don't accept.
Yeah, of course, okay? It's not accepted. If you say that the Grod didn't write anything personally,
right,
then it's not an accepted.
But no one, you never heard someone say something like this. The Maaseh Rav was always accepted. You never ever heard something like this about the Maaseh Rav. Maaseh Rav, it's accepted. Whoever wrote the Maaseh Rav, it was an authentic diary of the Gra, his minhagim, his piske halacha, how he conducted himself. You never heard such a thing. Im kabbalah hi nekabbalah. There are certain svarim. Okay, you'll tell me he never wrote it. Igros Moshe, the eighth chelik. People will tell you Rav Moshe really didn't. There was some editing done. Okay, other things. You know, people say that you heard that from day one before it even came out. People will tell you, okay, listen, it says, you know, Rav Moshe already, that was already after he passed away and this and that. Okay, you accept, you don't accept, whatever you want to say, you want to say. But there's no record, you never heard such a thing regarding the Maaseh Rav. Someone should come along and say, it is so out of the box. Literally, pun intended.
According to Ravenna Google, one Talmud wrote it,
yeah,
and another Talmud arranged it with the editor. So when you have a one,
yeah, but you're right. So it's one person, but it was accepted. The point is, it was accepted. There are things in this world that were accepted. They were not obviously. Whoever wrote it and arranged it were people of stature. Where you can't fool Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they don't suffer fools gladly. What?
A Sefer Torah, you medaknik every ois.
Right.
If there's a Korean exib. By the Gra, there's no such thing as a Korean exib.
This is a very bold statement that affects every living person who wants to follow in his minhagim, how to put a mezuzah on your ador.
Okay.
It's a major thing. This is not a small thing over here. And you never heard anyone argue with this. The Chazonish, the Gra supplates us, the Chazonish. He says the Chiddush, what the Gra said, what it says in the Gra, that there's a din that the mezuzah should mamish make physical contact with the door, and no saran wrap, no tubes, no back part of the mezuzah, no ear, press it against the wall in such a way where there's no chatzitza whatsoever. Where do you get this from? Where does it come from?
The mezuzah outside your doorpost would last for a week.
What?
The mezuzah would be gone in a week.
Exactly. That's what we do. So you know what you do in that case. So maybe in that, so you have to find another solution. You have to in the door itself. You can go make. They didn't in time of Chazal. They didn't put a piece of plastic outside the door. They get cavities in the doorpost.
They chiseled out
a cavity in the doorpost to put the mezuzah inside. There are other ways. If we really needed to get it done that way, if that would be the halacha, we would figure out a solution. Don't worry. But we have no makor anywhere in any. There's no gemara. There's no rishon. There's no makor. So the Gra, it says in Maaseh Rav, and the Chazonish says can't find any source that there should be such a halacha that the parchment should make physical contact, and therefore the Chazonish says the Ilu Maran Hagon of Chaim Kinievsky Shlita Kosav Dvar Chiddush. Shamati, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, I heard mipi, firsthand from the mouth, Maran Chazoin Ish Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, she'enoy mamin sheyotza hadavar mipi Hagro Zichrono Levracha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that he heard the Chazoin Ish himself say he does not believe that the Gra ever said such a thing. He cannot find the Makar Lahalacha. This is a shocking thing, especially in today's day and age, where people are saying about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. They're saying Rav Chaim Kanievsky, did he really say that? People are saying, oh, let's let you know what's the lot of things going on like this.
You have to see what the Briska do.
They do this. The Briska do this. They're very makbid on this. Yes, yes.
They
follow the this halacha of the mezuzah. That's what they do. The briskers do this.
It means it's an authentic.
Oh, that's what I told you. That's what I told you. I told you. That's exactly what we said. We never heard anyone should be cholik on the ma'isarav. It was accepted. And the briskers do it. And they do it b'shleimus, no ear. They don't even want there to be any hefsek of avir between the parchment has to be put it, pushed against the door. You have to have a very narrow type of mezuzah that's open on the back, just enough to keep the mezuzah inside, and you nail it on the top. It should be touching the door. Oh, what about the weather, the rain? So you figure out a solution for that. You make sure the door is arranged in such a place where the paint's not going to get into it, and this nothing's going to happen to it. This is what the briskers, the real briskers, what they do. The real briskers, what they do. The card carrying member, if you want to be a brisker, I give out the IDs.
Sometimes the target of the brisker are different from the shoot in Yerushalayim.
Yeah, of course, everything.
They follow the live masoedis within the family.
Right. Right. So this.
They have the Zaydigitan.
Absolutely, and this is about the Chazon Ish. I mean, we all shake from the Chazon Ish, and he says, "I don't believe it." Oh, what about the family, the briskers? He says something went wrong here. The Chazon Ish says, "I don't believe it. Can't be. Show me a makar for this." So everyone is struggling with this.
The briskers are alive makar for it.
So here in the Sefer, he's mefalgal back and forth. Either he tries to say, they try to say that when the Grod did this, in no way did he ever mean this lahalacha. He did this, it's taka true. You can't say nah because the family, they
that's
did it as a chassidus.
That's
okay. They did it as a minuk chassidus. As,
because you have haskalas from the time of Lashana. And you think if you look at his Haskama, he has a certain modification. I don't recall, but the primal lashna Haskama to the Maisadah.
Okay, so this is either they say that the Gro got a little bit carried, they got carried away with the way they wrote it. The Gro never ever meant in any way or form that this is lahalacha. It's a nice thing. It's a hidur.
It's a
cop out. Okay, I hear you saying it's a hidur. It's a hidur. The mezuzah should mamish make physical contact, but it's not lahalocha. And l'mayin afkamina today 99.9% of the time it's not a good idea to do that because of the weather, because of the humidity, because of the elements, because of paint, because of another a long list. But the Gra in his situation. If those issues were not issues in his unique situation, and he felt that it was a hiddur. But don't confuse hidurim with halacha. It's not halacha. Others want to say is that you totally, this is really what Marcus said, is you're totally taking it out of context. You're going way too far. All the Gra meant to say is, when you put the mezuzah, don't make a chatzitza. Means don't put something around the mezuzah that is not there for the purpose of the mezuzah. So if you have a mezuzah, the mezuzah, if the saran wrap is to protect the mezuzah, wonderful. You're putting it in a case that's a tube, 360, wonderful. But if you're going to now take your finished product, your saran wrap mezuzah in the tube, and you need it to be a little bit loose so it shouldn't get ruined, so you can have some air there. And now you have a mishigas. I want to go and wrap it up in a towel. I want to wrap it up in something which, for no purpose, it doesn't serve any function whatsoever. And you're going to nail that to the wall? That is called a chatzitz. La halacha.
What about putting the mezuzah not rolled, flat again?
Without rolling it up?
Yeah.
It seems not. It seems you're not Yoytze.
Rolling is part?
Yeah, it's part of the Mesorah, yeah.
Because
you have to roll it.
then the shaila becomes.
You can't go have an unrolled mezuzah.
You'll be putting, let's say, 1 degree, 2 degrees of the mezuzah.
That's the halacha, that the mezuzah has to be rolled.
Unroll it, the whole mezuzah is actually touching.
It appears, I can't tell you 100%, but it appears that if you put a mezuzah that's not rolled and you nail it to the door, you're not yotzei. The mezuzah has to be rolled from back to front. And put,
yeah, because the word put shakai,
and on the outside, yeah, outside there's a shakai. There's no, this is a way, where is it? There's no halacha l'moshe mesina. That's the mesora. Otherwise, it seems like you're not yoytze. There's a way the mezuzah has to be put into position. All the Gra meant to say is, and this is an important concept, that when you have a mezuzah, the mezuzah has to be no chatzitza. If it's not for the purpose of the mezuzah, then you're not yoytze. L'may nafkamina. Let's say you want to camouflage the mezuzah. Let's say you're in a situation where there are goyim, and you want to go put the mezuzah in such a way where you're going to add more things to basically camouflage the mezuzah, that it's not for the purpose of the mezuzah. You don't want people to see there's a mezuzah there. So you know what you'll do? You'll go and you'll put some decorations, make believe it's the holiday season, whatever. So you'll go and you'll put on the door some elaborate decoration. You'll put the mezuzah in a decoration. And then you'll stick the decoration onto the door. So is the decoration, and if you go take some tube, that's a decoration. Is that for the purpose of the mezuzah? No, it's not. The mezuzah needs its saran wrap and it needs its tube. That's all it needs. Anything more than the saran wrap and the tube is not for the mezuzah. That's for you. You got a problem with your neighbors. They don't like to see a mezuzah. You don't want to provoke them. So it's now the holiday season, and all they're putting on their doors, they're putting on Hanukkah decorations on their door. So you'll also, you'll take a bottle of beer, and you'll empty it out, and you'll put the mezuzah inside, and you'll stick the bottle of beer as a nice, cute little shtick on your door where the mezuzah goes. People are going to think, oh, look how cute that is. You stuck a bottle of beer on your door, and the reason why you put the bottle of beer on the door is because inside the bottle of beer is your mezuzah case. The bottle of beer is not for the mezuzah. The bottle of beer is superfluous. It's extra. You are using it for whatever your purpose is. That is what the Gra meant to say. The Gra meant to say, whatever is for the mezuzah is good. That's not a chatzitza. But that has to go directly onto the door. Don't go take your finished mezuzah after you wrap it in the saran wrap and put it into the tube, and then take that and go put it into another tube that has nothing to do with the mezuzah and put that onto the door. That is shalaika halacha. That everyone agrees to. Everyone agrees to. No one's coming out. And that's really all the Gra meant to say. So somehow in the Maaseh Rav, it was written in such a way that was misunderstood, where it has to be mamish glued, the parchment has to make physical contact. We don't find anything. We don't find any of the car for that. The Rambam explicitly says that's not correct.
I was thinking, what could be the source of such a heater?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, originally in Mitzrayim, when they put the dam,
the dam ala mashka of yalshal mezuzos.
Okay. They put it directly on the.
So Rabbi Mintz is saying that the mezuzah resembles the yitzias Mitzrayim, the mashkoif and the shtei mezuzos. You have to smear the post with blood of Mila and the blood of the Karban Pesach. There you had a mamish put it physically on the door.
So what happens if you write a mezuzah on the door?
You're not yoytze, it has to be on cloth. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai, the mezuzah must be written on parchment,
so
on a sefer.
Can you take a mezuzah,
no.
Paste it on the door post and write it then?
Paste it? You ask me a question, instead of putting it in a case altogether, glue the parchment. Your question is glue the parchment directly to the door. It's not a nice thing to do, to go glue the parchment to the door itself. You're supposed to affix it, put it into something, and have that secondary thing hold it in place. Putting glue on the parchment and gluing it to the door, I guess it works, but it's obviously not advised. What?
Can you say that the tube,
yeah,
like a baguette of the mezuzah?
Right, so that's what we're answering. That is what we're trying to answer. That's what we're trying to answer. It's a tofel. Look, you go to the mikvah, you can't go with your clothing into the mikvah. You can't do that. The mezuzah, the person goes, he has to go into the mikvah without it, no chatzitza. when you take the Gra at face value, and if you don't challenge the Gra is saying there may not be a chatzitza between the parchment of the mezuzah and the doorpost. The best thing to do, Meir, is to make a cavity in the door. That's the best thing to do. The best solution is you make a cavity in the door and you stick the mezuzah in the cavity. It's tightly fit into the door with no chatzitza whatsoever, no case, no nothing. It's permanently affixed inside the cavity of the door. A very precise cavity which the mezuzah will be nice and snug inside the post itself. Without a cover. Oh, you put a cover on top. You can put a cover on top, but it has to be inside the post. That's the inside the door post. That would seemingly be the ideal thing to do. Who says they didn't put mezuzahs? Who says? We don't know what they did. They had tents. They had permanent tents. Who says they didn't put a mezuzah? Why didn't they put a mezuzah? No, as long as Al Pi Hashem Yachlu. Whatever they were there, we have a right to assume. Okay, we don't know exactly what. Now let's discuss it. Let's discuss some other offbeat topics about mezuzah. Some people have a minhag. This is a very interesting minhag. I never heard this. They will not put a mezuzah.
They couldn't possibly pad it in the midbar for civil reasons.
Why?
It wasn't written yet.
So that with tilm, they have the same thing. So what kind of tilm do they wear? The first two parashiyos. It says clearly words fill in the midbar, but the Shema and the Hoyim Shema was not said until the last day of Moshe's life, until Parashas.
I understand that it can't be.
How many parashas? So it was the parasha of Mezuzah. Did they already know the parasha of Shema and Hoyim Shema, and they could write it?
It's not a big problem.
Whatever.
A lot of things didn't happen.
Okay, let's go some other minhagim about Mezuzah. There's such a minhag I never heard, never saw. Not the case of the mezuzah should not be metal. Metal should not be metal. Why? Who says this minhag is a chassidus minhag? It's because loisonif aleihem barzel. Just like in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not use iron to cut the stones of the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is meant to give life. It's the marich yama v'shanav shel adam. Loisonif the pasuk in the Torah. Loisonif aleihem barzel. The Torah says that when you build a mizbeach, you are not allowed to use barzel in cutting the stones for the mizbeach, because barzel is mekatzer, is a tool that shortens the life of man.
How do you sharpen
the quill to write it with barzel? What's the problem? But that's not a hachana. That is to write. This, look, we all have metal mezuzahs. Listen, these are, it's not a mizbeach, right, but a bias is to live. This is a minhag. This is not halacha. This is, I'm not making this up.
What? You want wood because metal is butthole. And you have metal, and that's what the Rambam, when he says, before Mobayim, it throws a loop.
But that's
if
the two.
Dava.
Right.
So if there were two, I can see, 100%. It's not butthole. It's like you're putting it directly on metal. You know, that's a real chatzitza.
Let me read this to you. Okay, this is from the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov, by the way, he was the one that switched the shchit. We always talk about that he switched the shchit, should no longer be done with knives of barzel. It should be steel. He was the one, the Baal Shem Tov was the one that demanded the Klal Yisrael stop using iron knives. They should start using what we use today, steel knives.
Why?
Because they're very sharp. You can do the shchit in 1 second. Barzel is a very slow process. The whole Masech Techulin is dealing with, if we don't know his principle, Masech Techulin, you can't even one daf Masech Techulin. Masech Techulin is dealing with doing shechita with a knife made from barzel.
Back and forth.
Barzel. It takes forever. Back and forth. The shehia, you get tired, just push it down already, get over with. And folks, that you have to inspect the knife from three sides. You have this three, on a steel knife, three sides. What three sides? There's one side, there's the tip of the knife, there's the blade. They didn't have, in time of Chazal, they didn't have steel. Steel was not invented until the year like 1000, and was not even available to the common man until like 500 years later. And that's when the Baal Shem Tov, he said, why are we still using barzel? lets you steal. It's so much better. It'll solve half the problems of Shechita. It makes other problems. There are other problems, but it solves most of the problems are solved when you use Barzal. So he, oh, Chodosh, awesome in that Torah. No? Okay? The Baal Shem didn't write anything. I guess they're writing the same. Almad Chasid, b'mizbeach loisonif aleihem barzel. V'yom Shem Chazal latam d'hamizbeach nivra laharich shenoisav shalodam. V'habarzel nivra lekatzer shenoisav shalodam. V'einer shay lohanif hamakatz alamarech. V'hochinami. Who's writing this? I'm not sure who's writing this. This is shame. It's written by this b'shem the Baal Shem. He didn't write the Baal Shem. Did not write anything. It was his talmidim who wrote this. Who's writing this over here? I can't figure this out. Who's writing? But he writes over here. V'hochinami yesh lomar kein b'in hamezuzos dekevon deboyim lishmar habayis protection life. Marich Gemara says noshim
l'man
yirbu yimeichem. The Gemara says noshim chayvin mezuzah. The Gemara says, well, you know, the purpose of a mezuzah is life. Noshim boy chai. Women also need to live. Life. So therefore, do not use a case that's metal. Because metal is mekatzer. A mezuzah is marich. Ad kedei kach. We break all the rules. The Gemara says, noshim achayiv, posh pshat. It's the purpose is to, l'man yibu yineichem, chayim. Therefore, Hachinami came being a mezuzah. The kevon the boy lishmar habayis ein roy lechasoyson to cover them babarzel and by extension metal. That's not the minig ha'olam, Rabbi Yisai. That's not the minig ha'olam. No one even heard of this. What I'm telling you over here is what? What are you talking about? Who ever heard of this before? You're right. It's not the minig ha'olam is adarabba. Metal is better because metal taka protects it. The ikar is to protect the mezuzah. What? Well, that's the Medrash. The Medrash isn't good kasha because that was David HaMelech. David made it until the time of David HaMelech. Until David HaMelech, they did not use metal for bris milah. They used stone. They used a flint stone. They used stone, and they made. And the David said to the metal, said to the stone, do me a toiva, said to the armor of Goliath, let my stone penetrate his armor, his metal armor, to kill him. And in reward for allowing us to kill Goliath, we will use you, metal, for bris milah mikanu lahaba. Oh, but how can David do that? Bris milah, it's mekatzer yom avishna. So I guess you have to say the answer to something is, where does it say that bris milah gives arichas yomim?
Right. As soon as you start getting a bris, the kid is on the way to the death anyway.
Wow.
It may take 100 years or so, but...
Okay, the whole essence of bris milah we learned today is mesiras nefesh.
No?
The whole essence of bris milah is a sakana. The whole essence is mamish to die. So, but when it comes to a mezuzah, anoshim boichai, v'noshim loy boichai, women don't need to live. Women need to live just as much as men need to live. The Mela, what are you putting? So what are you putting your mezuzah in metal? Metal is, the Gemara says explicitly, the Torah says that lois sonif aleihem barzel. So what are you covering up the mezuzah in barzel when the whole purpose of the mezuzah is yirmi chasham? It's a very beautiful vart, but no one ever heard of this before. And it's very not practical because the good mezuzah cases are the metal mezuzah cases and it protects it from the rain, protects Gzuntai from the elements, and it keeps the mezuzah. So people never heard of this concept of not being makbit, not to use barzel.
But they didn't use silver either. They used silver metal cases.
What?
They didn't use silver either. I was right.
They didn't use
silver.
Yeah.
So everybody has silver.
Silver is metal. I think when it talks about metal, even though we talk about barzel, it says barzel. That was the metal. But this drasha, I think it's understood to mean all types of metal. Like, are you allowed to cut the stones of the mezuzah with a silver knife? If it's even shayach, such a thing. I don't know how you can make a knife of real silver, not in an alloy. Pure silver. Is it even possible to go cut? Let's say it is. I would imagine that barzel is just a dugma of a metal what we call include in the class of metals, which is not permitted. All right, another thing, another issue, which also... Yes, the Arizal. The Arizal, the only one that says to kiss the mezuzah, you look at Shulchan Aruch, and Yerodeh, and Shulchan Aruch, no one on the page says anything about kissing a mezuzah. It doesn't say anything. We discussed this. It doesn't say anything. In the teeny little letters on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom, I forgot which one, one of the not so well known Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, it cites there in teeny little letters, Uvishem ho Arizal, you should kiss the mezuzah when you enter and when you leave. Kiss the mezuzah. The Gemara talks, does not make any mention of it. It says the only thing there's a Tosfos is the Tosfos of Medrash Unkelus. Unkelus, when they came to get him, Unkelus was originally a relative to one of the Caesars, and he defected, and he became religious, and he sent a whole battalion to get him back. He was obviously a very, very talented person, and the Caesar wanted him back, and they went to get him, and they found him in the Beis Medrash. So they said, you have to come back. Okay, let's go. Fine, I'm not going to fight with you. And as they walked, he put his hand on the mezuzah. Does not say he touched it, whatever it was. It does not say that he kissed it. He put his hand on the mezuzah. So they said, what are you doing? And he explained to them what the mezuzah is, what it's about. They were so overwhelmed, they became converts. And you try to explain to a guy what a mezuzah is, see if they become a convert. Obviously, the way he explained it with such sincerity was so powerful, it worked. Okay, so there's no mekar anywhere that's an arizal to kiss the mezuzah. The Gemara does not make mention of it. The Rambam does not even say to put your hand on it. We learned this two weeks ago. The Rambam says you should reflect. The Rambam says when you come to the door, stop. Take a moment. Take a moment to reflect what the mezuzah is. The Medrash says put your hand on the mezuzah, not to kiss. Don't put it to your mouth. Germs. Don't put it in your mouth. The Arizal says that you should actually kiss the mezuzah. I think they said that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would actually with his lips kiss the mezuzah. Not the finger stuff. Actually, occasionally he would kiss the mezuzah with his peh. The Ger Rebbe, he's here in America now, right?
Yeah.
The Ger Rebbe, so I remember this already, how many years ago? This is at least probably close to 10 years ago. He put out an edict. He put out a proclamation to all of his Hasidim, no one should kiss the mezuzah. No one, germs. None of his germs. This is what, 10 years ago. This was 10 years ago, way before Corona. No one should kiss the mezuzah. Okay, that was 10 years ago. It's not, and today obviously they're going to tell you, you do whatever you want, they're going to tell you today not to kiss the mezuzah because obviously germs, this is a serious business. Unfortunately, we know too well.
You touch the mezuzah, you kiss your hand.
No, it's the same idea. Now going back, okay, one more quick thing is, this is another interesting topic, the Buddhiskus. The Rambam says the way you attach the mezuzah is with nails. And there's something. There's a lot of truth. Nails don't come out so quickly. When you attach a mezuzah with a nail, it screws the same thing as a nail, really, because it's in a. What about today? About 99% of the world does not use nails anymore. They use double-sided tape. That's the standard today. That's the way it is. We all do it. It's except easy.
Somebody uses a drill.
They still use the nails, and believe it or not, there are people that object that using adhesive. Double-sided tape is not called a kvias. It says you're making the bracha asher kedushan b'mezuzah l'kvoya ha-mezuzah. The word l'kvoya, the Torah u'chasavta al mezuzos beisecha, you want it to become one with the door. It has to be that. You know, can you imagine if this was a health issue? Think about it. If this was a safety issue, okay? Something's in you have something on your ceiling, right? It's on top of you have something you put up, let's say an electrical fixture, a chandelier in your home, right? So we don't need to screw it into the ceiling. Put some double-sided tape. On Amazon, I got 5,000 goodies.
Yeah, but the ones they are the ones they make today of someone very strong.
Yeah, even the ones that are very, very strong. 5,000 five-star reviews on Amazon for double-sided tape. We have over here a chandelier, and it says there that it can hold up to 100 pounds. 5,000 reviews on Amazon. Okay, we have a chandelier here. It's 85 pounds, and my children are walking back and forth every single day under the chandelier. Is there anyone in their right mind that's going to go take the double-sided tape that got 5-star reviews on Amazon, 5,000 five-star reviews, and it says on the package it can hold up to 100 pounds, and you're going to take your 85-pound chandelier and stick it onto the ceiling with double-sided tape?
You do it with the sukkah. Every what? Sukkah is with Velcro, which is attached to a piece of cloth.
So, is any responsible person, any, go check out the codes, all the building codes. It is a joke. It's a joke. Tape is tape.
How about the Hasidic Ouija's built together with the Scottish tape?
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we all know. It works. It works very well. It really does. All this type of stuff, it works very well. But you're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Because it's tape. Tape is tape. Tape is tape. And screws and nails, screws and nails. You're not going to do it. So when it comes to a mezuzah, the Torah says, you make a bracha, b'shem u'malchus, bracha to Hashem, looking at the Lachal Masher, k'dashan b'im mitzvayis, it's l'kboya, es ham, I don't know what the, it's something like l'kboya, to firmly attach the mezuzah. For some reason, our standards in halacha are just very different than our standards in reality. Okay? It's a person, Rachmana Lusam, needs to go to a surgeon, needs surgery. So you check out from today until tomorrow, you'll check out, you know, the reviews and the doctors. You're going to have a shayla. It's Nogea Kores. Hilchis Nida. Hilchis Nida or Hilchis Chelef. Kores. We're dealing with Kores. Is there a rabbi in the neighborhood over here? Yeah, there's a rabbi over here. You want to know if he's a conservative rabbi or a former rabbi? Yeah, he's good enough. He's good enough for me. Why is it that when it comes to our standards in mitzios, go to a doctor? Hey, I'm not just going to the doctor. I want the best of the best. I don't want someone poking me, you know, who doesn't know what he's doing. I want the best. And when it comes to chayvei kresos, oh, I don't care. The rabbi says, whoever the rabbi is, he knows, he doesn't know. Good enough, good enough. Likboya es hamezuzah, the Rambam says explicitly, you hold up the mezuzah b'mis moiras. Nails, the real deal. So what? So there are people today, it's no joke, that don't accept double-sided tape. They do not, they are people.
On the outside of my house, I use the tape to put nails in because I'm afraid that it'll come down.
With the winter, with
right,
winter.
Whatever it is.
But they're even yeah, indoors, where you're not afraid. There are people, I can't tell you who they are. I only use double-sided tape. Everyone uses double-sided tape. The whole world uses double-sided tape. Pukhazi ma'ma devar. But he writes over here very, very, very strongly. The Rambam says, bin mismoiris. You want to say that the glue today is equivalent to the double-sided tape? Is it okay? Tell me in the industry, in the building codes, go study the New York City building codes in construction. Do they accept if the inspector comes and he sees what's going on? Like a book, I remember I once had a bookcase. They installed a bookcase many, many years ago in my home, in my room. In my room, my mother, my parents were very good. They were good to me. They got me a nice bookcase to put in the room. The guy came, he assembled it, and it was to drill into the wall. I told him, no, don't drill it into the wall because I'm probably going to move it from this wall to that wall. It's not likely I'm not even sure we're going to keep it. Don't drill it. He says to me, I'm sorry. I am not leaving this home with a bookcase that's not drilled into the wall. If you don't want to drill into the wall, I have no choice but to take it apart and put it back in the truck and leave. I will not, that this is my job. We do not install, this is also Yeshiva Shagai, this is nothing fancy over here. We do not install bookcases without drilling them into the wall. We don't need to hear a story, we put a bookcase and the bookcase came crashing down on someone's head. We don't do that. You know, I'm here, when I leave, you want to unscrew, good for you. I come, I put into the wall nice and tight. Right? That's the way it goes. why? The bookcase is stealing fine. It's fine. It looks level. Everything. You don't care. That's the way. There are certain standards. The Rambam says that likboyas hamezuzah, nails. So who are we today to come along with glue, which we know is not acceptable in industry, and glue is okay. I'm not changing anything, don't worry. But I'm just presenting you to appreciate all of these halachic issues. Today we learned about the gra, about the chatzitza, with the sheet, with what it says from the chazon ish. We learned about the nails, and we learned about what was the last thing we just said before. How come I forget what was the thing we just said before?
Glue.
The glue, before we said the glue, we had another discussion. What was the other thing?
Double-sided tape.
Before double-sided tape, what do we discuss? Barzel. Not to put the mezuzah in a tube of barzel, which again, these things were not my, all three things that we've mentioned in Shita, we don't do. We have saran wrap, we have case, we use barzel, we use double-sided tape. We do everything we want. The whole share today was mamish, not no gay halacha l'maisha. But at least it's an appreciation for what other people do. Tables?
Everything. Too many people died from falling furniture. Like bookcases, things are nailed to the ground.
Wow.
It's a law. That's Japan.
Interesting.
Because they have, too many people have been killed over the years. Things fall over.
No, but they
showed the most frightening when they showed with that big tsunami that they had. If you saw films, it was incredible. Because they have film of the tsunami moving over like the Belt Parkway. And cars by the hundreds flying in the air with people driving in their cars. And they were just, the cars were being flung high and far. And cars landing a half a mile away on top of a house. They showed pictures and you saw it live happening. They had film. So many cameras now.
But you remember,
it was incredible.
Because
you saw thousands of people getting
killed. I wanted to say that the
whole idea, obviously this fire should be written for Rabbanim, not for the average person, right? No, the show. Because how does the average
person know?
But the more they are rufa, why is
it a mitzvah?
Don't you have to repeat this? Because all the things that happened
to the purpose of the nail
was after Aaron was
to have him.
I said Zimri. And then all the other things, he had to bring them all the same. He had to reiterate certain things because values started to decline. So obviously everything was at Sinai, but he had to tell them.
Imagine the Romans would have been around today, they would have glued Yeshkin.